Queen City Glass Arts are our primary group of renters in the studio. In addition to the classes that Breezy Street Studios teaches, we also rent out the facilities to other working artists. And it was just sort of a natural partnership. Most of them came out of the Art Academy, and they sort of did their Friday night blowing events. And it sort of, once they moved to here, it kind of transitioned naturally.
Glass blowing is really a performance art, and so many people are involved in the process. How do you choreograph everything?
Planning, ideally, and then just years of practice and sort of knowing how the process works. Ideally, we have some ideas, either a little chalk drawing on the floor or even things that are really detailed with step-by-step instructions.
And everybody has a specific job.
Yeah, everybody has a job. Everybody sort of knows what to do, but then, you know, things do go wrong. But that's when the fun part comes in for the audience, seeing us kind of run around and make magic happen.
How much time do you have to work the glass once it gets started? Can you continue reheating it?
It depends on how big. I've seen people work on pieces for 12 hours.
Really?
Longest I've done is probably 4 or 5. Or some things are very fast. It all sort of depends on what we're making.
Tell me about the theme this year. You'll be creating toy-shaped sculptures.
Yeah. So it's St. Vincent de Paul. It's their toy drive. So are just sort of going along with that idea. We're making glass toys. Everybody's going to, I think, contribute something. Then we might assemble it into a large sculpture under the tree or something like that.
Can the people that come to the event on December 13th actually purchase pieces that they watch being created that night?
No, we do have our multiplicity show open in our gallery, so there will be plenty of things to purchase, but these will all be going to St. Vincent de Paul, I believe, to use for promotional campaigns and things like that.
Why was this an important thing for the artists to do? I assume everybody is donating their time.
Correct. Glass blowing is all about the community. You can make things by yourself, but you're pretty limited in scope and scale of what you can make. And we're just kind of used to working with one another. And to be honest, we use a lot of materials and a lot of energy, and it's sort of nice to be able to give back.
You can find out how to get more information about Glass for Greater Good on our website at WNKU.org under local news. J.W. May, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.